What if I told you that the moon is not actually a solid rock, but it is some sort of projection being reflected off of our firmament, and that it's not a solid object? First, let's get into the mainstream idea of what the moon actually is. So the moon is 238,000 miles away, and it's a solid rock in outer space that's orbiting around our Earth. And for some reason, it is just so shiny. In fact, it doesn't even make sense. Because if you put light on a sphere, the law of reflection makes the light contained in one spot. It doesn't create crescent shapes like the moon. And isn't it just a bit fishy what the Earth looks like from the moon? So did we really land on the moon? Especially if it's not some solid object, and it's actually completely transparent throughout the day. How can you see stars through the moon? How can you see the sky behind the moon if it's a solid rock outside of our own atmosphere, meaning it would be in the empty void of space? But Cameron, how could the moon possibly be a reflection? Well, check this out. If you mirror the image of the moon, you can actually fit the entire United Nations flat Earth map on that part of the moon. And you can fit the tropics, the equator, and everything else. Not only that, but the Prague Astronomical Clock, I believe it's in the Czech Republic, actually depicts this. So isn't that absolutely insane that this was built hundreds of years ago, but it's showing a moon map? That's absolutely insane. But of course, this is a conspiracy theory. I'm making all of it up, and I know for a fact that the moon is in outer space. Why wouldn't it be?